Blog Talk Radio.
Black Hole Radio presents Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness with your host, Rudolph Muhammad,
the Deacon of Destruction,
and Yusuf Muhammad,
the Pastor of Disaster.
People get ready, there's a train a coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. Don't need no ticket. So people get ready for the train to Jordan. Open the doors and board them.
Peace and blessings, peace and blessings. In the name of the all-wise, true, and living God, the beneficent, the merciful, we thank him for this opportunity to come before you once again on another weekly edition of Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness. I am your co-host, Brother Yusuf Muhammad, along with Brother Rudolph T. Muhammad. We are honored to serve you as we take you through what has come across our screen in the past week, giving you an update of the landscape, if you will. But beginning all things in the name of the Most High God, the Beneficent, the Merciful, certainly we thank him for Moses and the Torah. We thank him for Jesus and the Gospel. We thank him for Prophet Muhammad and the Holy Quran. Peace be upon these worthy servants of Almighty God, Allah. But if we were to live to be as old as Methuselah, just short of 1,000 years old, we could never thank Almighty God, Allah, enough for his merciful intervention in the affairs of men in the person of Master W. Farid Muhammad, to whom all praise is due forever. Thanking him for his wise choice in raising the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, the eternal leader of the Nation of Islam. And we could never thank the two of them enough, that double portion of the spirit, for leaving with us in this dispensation of time a warner, a guide. He is the spirit of truth who will lead us into all truth in the person of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. In their holy names, humble names, I'm honored to greet all of you this evening, this afternoon, this morning, depending on where you are on the planet, with the greeting words of peace and paradise. We say it in the language of our ancestors. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Thank you, Brother Rudolph. For those who don't know, that's again in Arabic, in English, is translated peace be unto you. and the return greeting is unto you be peace. And it's actually a offering one to another. So welcome, welcome to our first time listeners, those who are in our audience for the first time. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We appreciate the honor of your ear and the privilege of your presence. To our consistent and constant listeners and supporters, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for coming and joining. And as many of you know, even our listening audience, many of them, many of you are subject matter experts, if you will, in the field of disaster preparedness. So we thank you for coming and being a part of our conversation this week. I am your host once again, Brother Rudolph Muhammad. I will, with great pleasure, bring before the line the other co-host, more than capable and then some, a loving brother, a servant, a scholar, a savior. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, in the person of Brother Rudolph T. Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, sir, and welcome.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Yusuf. Thank you, brother. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All praises be to Allah, beginning all things in the most holy name of the one true and living God. We believe Allah appeared to us in the person of Master Fard Muhammad. We believe that he raised the honorable, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad right here physically in the geographic location where I am now, Black Bottoms, Detroit. And we believe that the most honorable Elijah Muhammad is indeed, without the shadow of a doubt, he is the risen Christ. He is the exalted. He is more than a messenger. And we further believe that the two of them are backing that one who is on the scene today in the person of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. You know, to some, and I'm not trying to be a scriptural scientist, this is just my understanding of it, to show that we are not crazy and that if you actually really trust in your heart and believe in the God of creation, it's all just terminology. See, when the Christians talk about that Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, well, they are real. There is a Father, there is a Son, and there is a Spirit of truth which guides us to all truth. But we also have to know that a spirit without a host is a ghost. And ain't none of us going to sit around talking to no ghost.
That's right.
A spirit must operate and dwell in the form of a living being in order for it to do its job. Otherwise, you would never sit around if a spirit came into the room with you. You'd be trying to get out of the door, and if it wasn't a door, you'd make a door or a window to get out of there. So let's not get spooky about this thing. God came or comes to man through man for the benefit of man. Well,
that's right.
If God created a physical universe, why would he create a physical universe if he was only a spirit? He could float around in the ethers and never, ever have to deal with the physical realities that we deal with. But because God is a man, a living, breathing man, but one of high intelligence, one of supreme wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And so God comes to us through the very vicissitudes of life that we deal with. That's human beings. This is why it tells you to be careful how you entertain people, for you never know who that is that you're entertaining. He may look like a bum to you, but he may be dressed that way to test you and to see what your spirit is really like. And if you really do, if your religion is really what you do and not what you say. So again, you know, not digressing, but definitely speaking on the Trinity as I believe it. Yes. Master Farhad Muhammad, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan being the one that in the scriptures it told the disciples to chill. Just tarry a minute. I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit. Well, this is the Holy Spirit that's with us in one sense, if you look at it. In the other sense, this is the Jesus of this day and time. Because who else is giving sight to the blind? Who else is raising the mentally deaf, dumb, and blind from their dead level to a living perpendicular? Who else is out here helping the dumb to speak? Who else is out here doing the work that the scriptures said that that one in that day would be doing? I'll wait. I mean, we got a 2-hour show. So I can wait for you to come up with a name. But rather than you bust your brain, just stop. Don't even waste your time because you're not going to come up with him. The one that I'm talking about is that one. He fulfills that role. And so in those three great names of Master Farhad Muhammad, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, I greet the family of Muhammad, the well-wishers of Muhammad, the supporters of Muhammad, and even the detractors of Muhammad. In the green words of peace and paradise of our Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And happy Savior's Day.
Happy
it's still Savior's
sir.
Day. And it's
That's
a reason
right.
to be happy, even in the midst of COVID-19. It's still a reason to be happy, even with
right.
the so-called fake vaccines that they have out here for the pandemic that they don't even know what it is. It's still a reason to be happy, even though there's triple-digit inflation and unemployment. We're black people in America. This is nothing new to us. We've always been in the predicament that we're in. Some rise up to get to a different level in the predicament, but we're all just one or two paychecks away from being just like everybody else. So, you know, it's nothing to fear, family. It's nothing to fear. It's time to embrace the reality of God in a man. It's time to embrace the reality of what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us or taught our fathers and our uncles about back in the 40s and 50s and 60s. And now we are our uncles and fathers. And it's our responsibility to teach our children the truth as to what we know and the truth of the time so they do not have to waste time go through the same things that we went through. This is our responsibility. And if we do not do it, then the scripture from Isaiah becomes very real to us. Woe to the shepherd that does not feed the sheep. Well, in our lesson today, you know, what is the duty of a civilized man? Well,
right.
If we call ourselves civilized, then we already know the answer to that, what we should be doing. So who is going to be found doing that in 2021? They're going to start mandating that if you don't take the vaccines, you can't work in this particular job. Well, I guess I'll be unemployed then. From their employment, because I don't care what they say, I'm not letting these no good, unreliable, lying, cheating devils stick me with nothing.
That's right.
Because they cannot be trusted, and they've proven they cannot be trusted down through the annals of time. I would be a fool to believe anything that comes out of their mouth in 2021. After studying the history of our sojourn, not just here in America, but on the way here to America. They have never done anything, any single solitary thing that was beneficial to us on the benefit of us. If they've done something, it was for their benefit, and we managed to benefit from it because of the grace and mercy of Almighty God Allah. So, you know, let's not get this thing twisted. You know, the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan, he called it right down the line. He named names. He called it. He laid out a time frame for it. And he is not being made a liar because he is acting and operating on and through the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the time. And he is speaking the words that the God has told him to speak. And as long as he does that, he will never be proven wrong or a liar. And as long as he is standing, I'm standing with Farrakhan, unapologetically black, unapologetically Muslim, unapologetically Nation of Islam, FOI, forever. Brother Yusuf?
Yes, sir, Brother Rudolph. Fired up, brother. Fired up. I love it. That's
yes,
for our listening audience, I know for our listening audience, you know, you're wondering why Brother Rudolph's spirit is just blasting through the microphone, through your speakers. He's so happy. And as he said, unapologetically happy to just be alive in this dispensation of time, knowing that we have a warner, one who can give us guidance, knowing that the proper and the right currency is right guidance. You know, if you were in the church, and I know you said, man, to our first time callers, you might be saying, I thought this was a program on disaster preparedness. And it is, trust and believe. But we can't talk about the technical and the tactical aspects of disaster preparedness without talking about the architect of the time and what we're doing, the time that we're in right now. You got to understand it's more than just global warming. But okay, you are where you are with your understanding, and that's the beauty of disaster preparedness. It's degree by degree. Some of you know nothing about it. We welcome you. Some of you know little about it. We thank you for taking the initiative. Some of you know that something's not right with the weather. It's been peculiar all over the planet. And so let me get more information on what these brothers are talking about. Well, on this show, Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness, we say you have to be aware before you can be prepared. And so we open it up, giving honor to the Most High God, our specific way of devotion. But if you're in the church, you might have heard your grandmother say, lift the blessed Savior up, to sing that song. Lift the blessed Savior up as he speaks from eternity. If I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. So that's what we're talking about. But then if you're a student of scripture, let's say the Bible, in Proverbs, the 6th chapter, the 6th verse says, O thou sluggard, study the ant and become wise. Why? What is it about the ant? The ant prepares for the winter in the summer for the winter.
That's right.
The ant works as a team, as you know. So in disaster preparedness, it's community investment, community involvement, community partnership, just
right.
Like an ant. When you work as a team, the ant has a specific assignment, even though they're working as a team. And the ant carries out that assignment given to by the woman, the queen ant, but willing to work out, that ant is willing to work out the assignment for the benefit of the team, and that ant doesn't care what any other ant's assignment is. They're too focused on their own assignment. Study the ant, O thou sluggard, and become wise. That's what we're trying to get it cross to you, brothers and sisters, in terms of disaster awareness for community preparedness.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
And you know, from if you're a team or you have military tactics, you know, in the military, we talk about the 6 P's, proper, prior, planning, prevent, or performance. This is what you need to understand, brothers and sisters. If you take one step toward disaster awareness for community preparedness, you won't even know how blessed you'll be to be that ant, a part of this team, in order to prepare your community or your family or yourself for what's upon us as we speak. Not what's coming. You can liken it unto the trailers in the movie theaters when we used to be able to go to movie theaters. The right. trailers would say, coming to a city near you soon. Disaster.
Right.
Not if it's coming, but when. It's coming to you soon. And if you don't believe me, ask the people in Texas right now, who for 4 weeks, many were without energy, electricity. Many were without gas. Many were without water. Some reports are some are still without energy, gas, and water.
That's right.
Were they prepared for that? Did they study like the ant? Was it proper prior planning? We ask you, brothers and sisters, to ask yourself, where will you be when disaster strikes? And we're just talking about right now, natural disasters or man-made disasters is another thing. But you have to take that initiative. Where will you be? You might be at home, and many of us, because of the pestilence from heaven or the pandemic or the plandemic, whatever you consider this time we're living in, many of us are sheltered in place. And so are you prepared? Do you have food and supplies and medications stored away for being sheltered in place? What if you have to evacuate? Do you have a go bag? Does your spouse or significant other have a go bag? Does your children and the elders have a go bag? Do you even know what it is? We'll get into that as this week, inshallah, this program, as we are at 4:22 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, we are eternally grateful for our listening audience to be on the line, but I'm just going to lay, I wanted to kind of connect the dots because I didn't want you to think it was exclusively spiritual, even though it is, but we want you to see if we don't connect what we learn in terms of practicality, in terms of technical and tactical skills, then we'll miss the point because right. none of us, we can give you all the information, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding we've been given, and Brother Rudolph has over 30 years of the emergency medical service profession. I have over 30 years in the fire service and rescue profession. But it's always that next incident that we may have never trained for. And so who are we going to call on then? That's why we connect the spiritual with the practical, with the technical, with the tactics. Praise be to the Most High God, no matter what you call, who you call, your source of supply. So, rules of engagement, we hope you have something to take notes, or you can refer back to blogtalkradio.com/ Black Hole Radio, Black Hole Radio, hole spelled WHOLE/ Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness. Or you can call your friends, tell your friends to tell a friend, to tell your family, to tell the family. They can call 563-999-3089. This program wants you to become self-reliant in taking appropriate action in response to any emergency. We need you to survive, as we'll sing, Hezekiah Walker would sing. Promote this program, promotes public awareness and engages in public outreach to inform, to educate, and to train all people into how to best prepare for, respond to, and recover from all emergencies. Our objective is to ensure that everyone has a reasonable working knowledge of disaster preparedness and to help you determine the best choices in any emergency response to avert danger and to save lives. Our vision here on Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness is that each individual citizen, including every capable man, woman, and child, understand their personal responsibility for the safety of themselves, their family, their neighbors, and the overall well-being of the larger community. And so we just wanted to give you a panoramic view of what we discuss here from A to Z of disaster awareness for community preparedness. And I would like to, if Brother Rudolph doesn't mind, share a written article, if you will, in this week's Final Call newspaper of our Savior's Day convention entitled, How Strong is the Foundation? Can We Survive? And the virtual convention focused on challenges and solutions facing the Black nation as America's downward spiral continues. And we were blessed, and many of those who were watching were blessed to see and hear Brother Rudolph give a presentation on coming disasters. Are you prepared? And Brother Rudolph, we thank you, brother, for your commitment, not just to be a part of that workshop, but for all that you do, brother, in terms of emergency medical services. And I was pleased to see in this article, they had a picture up on the screen of our dear brother, Brother Abdul Hafiz Muhammad, the Eastern Regional Student Minister who passed away as a result of COVID-19. May Allah be pleased with him. But I was glad that they had his picture up there and a quote from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So, Brother Rudolph, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read half, and then if you want to expound on what I read, we'll do that, and then I'll read the second half of the article, and we can do the same. Is that all right, beloved? Praise be to Allah. Brother Rudolph is probably on a run, but this particular article is called Coming Disasters. Are you prepared? The Savior's Day workshops delve into how to survive coming calamity. The purpose of the Disaster Preparedness Workshop during Savior's Day 2021 was demonstrated in a short video just before the workshop began. Quote, there is no place on earth that has received as much calamity from weather as much as the United States of America, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan declared in the video, as images of floods, snow, fires, and scenes of natural disasters splashed across the screen. His God's intention is the total destruction of America, the minister warned. The question is, are you prepared? Wow. It goes on to say, to that end, morning and afternoon virtual workshops on the topic February 26 were held to inform and instruct attendees. Workshop coordinator Aisha Muhammad announced areas to be discussed in the morning session, including situational awareness, cybersecurity, how to respond in medical emergency, securing the home areas. She showed video scenarios with helpful guidance of emergency situations, such as the breakdown of your car on a countryside road in cold weather, and intruders breaking into your home. Quote, most people don't know they are not prepared until disaster strikes, says Sister Lisa R. Muhammad, presenter on situational awareness. Who knows the emergency action plan for your school, your home, or your work, she asked. Among 10 tips of situational awareness are knowing your general orders, being mindful of the people around you, identifying entry and exit points of buildings, staying vigilant in public, not wearing earplugs that block out sounds. Amin Muhammad, a systems engineer and business analyst in Chicago, discussed cybersecurity and how to keep people from hacking your digital devices and stealing your information. Computer security is information technology security, he said. Your digital device is a portal to the outside world, but it can also let others in, he added. Those portals include email, apps, websites, phones, and other quote-unquote doors we use every day, he said. Think before you click, Amin Mohammed warned. Don't click on links or attachments from unsolicited sources. Several tips he offered. Don't use the same password for multiple accounts. Avoid using public Wi-Fi spots. Enable two-factor authentication. And never click, quote-unquote, I agree, on an internet pop-up ad. Presenter Rudolph Mohammed, our dear brother of the Ministry of Health and Human Services, demonstrated how to save a choking victim, how to apply CPR, and how to operate an automatic external defibrillator, otherwise known as AED, on a heart attack victim. The demonstration on securing your homes and windows was given by Clifton Mohammed and Marshall Artis. Pardon me if I get this name wrong in terms of pronunciation. Celeritas Mohammed explained Thank you, Brother Rudolph.
Yes, sir.
Explained the quote unquote 8 musts, M-U-S-T-S, of security. The musts include role playing emergency scenarios with family, building alliances with your neighbors, investing in security system, and learning how to use household items as weapons. I'll stop right there halfway through the article, Brother Rudolph. Anything you'd like to expound on, sir?
Oh, no, sir. You can keep going right through the article, and we'll talk about it at the end, you know, after you get through the article. Just remember to remind the people that I think they can still, for those that missed it.
Yes, sir. Brothers and sisters, we're going to try to get confirmation before today's program, but I know one of the functionaries coming out of the Information Ministry of Information and Technology, Brother Abdul Qiyam Muhammad, put many of the workshops on YouTube. I haven't seen the disaster preparedness one, but he put quite a few on there. But we'll try to get confirmation before we close out at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we talked about everything from situational awareness, cybersecurity, how to respond to medical emergencies, securing homes, among other areas. So the article goes on to read, and I'm reading from this week's Final Call newspaper, dated March 9th, 2021. It goes on to say, Tequila Muhammad presented a topic, quote, a time well spent, unquote, optimizing time within the home to develop self, engage children through, quote, unquote, virtual fatigue, and engaging in productive physical activities with the family. The afternoon workshop focused on mental and spiritual health in the area of COVID-19, ending with a panel discussion featuring physicians and social work experts. Every member of the family must prepare a go bag for use during an emergency where the family must leave the house, explained Sister Christina Muhammad of Dallas, well, we know her to be from, Austin, Texas, pardon me. The bag must be sturdy, easy to carry, and contain extra car and house keys, photos of your family for identification purposes, a flashlight, non-perishable food items, water, and other survival items. Quote, we want to stay ready to keep from getting ready, she said. Student National Imam Sultan Rahman Muhammad discussed practices and procedures for the dead during times of disaster and mass deaths, beginning with when a Muslim is at the point of death, just after death, mourning for the dead, and janazah, meaning funeral service. Quote, in situations of mass deaths, we are not to put ourselves in harm's way, he said, relating to handling victims of COVID-19 and other pandemics. Quote, we celebrate the life of our loved ones and not fall into despair, he said. Panelists address mental health issues from the perspective of their professions. Student Minister Ismail Muhammad laid the basis for the discussion, explaining that anxiety and stress stems from resisting what God wants us to do versus our own desires. If a believer is struggling with anxiety and grief, it could be because that person is looking to wait than God's way, he said. Despair produces anxiety in the person. Why are you losing your mind in faith? From the word of God, the believer is given hope and made secure, he said, once again connecting, listening to that, to our opening for those who did not understand the connection between the spiritual and the practical. Clinical health professional Anthony X put it bluntly, quote, people are so at their wits' end, and they're looking for everything and anything as a remedy to their stress. There's a saying that if you want to feel better, if you want to change, face the truth. Social worker Sadia Muhammad explained that many people already are dangling by a thread, quote unquote, but the pandemic was their breaking point. Now many of her clients are using marijuana to cope, she said. Other panelists were trauma specialists Monique Muhammad and private practitioner Teresa Muhammad of Los Angeles. Workshop attendees expressed gratitude to presenters. Quote, this could not have come at a better time. Idea of how to help ourselves and one another, said Nicole 4X, wrote in the chat box. This has been amazing, said Delarius Muhammad. This article was written by James G. Muhammad, contributing editor to the Final Call newspaper. So, brothers and sisters, it gave me great pleasure to read the article out of this week's Final Call newspaper entitled Coming Disasters, Are You Prepared? Workshops that delved into how to survive coming calamities. Brother Rudolph?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Yusuf. Yes, sir. You set a mouthful there. Yeah, you know, first of all, I would like to thank the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and all who made it possible for me to be able to be a presenter at this year's Savior's Day and do that demonstration with my youngest son, talking about CPR, how to restart a heart if it stops, how to clear a person's airway, whether it's an adult, a child, or an infant, and how to use an AED, automatic external defibrillator, to restart a heart and help someone regain life if it be the will of God. Being a member of the Ministry of Health and Human Service and being a member of the Ministry of Defense, two different hats. However, same. It's really the same department. It's just the other side of the coin. The Ministry of Health and Human Services, the Ministry of Health and Human Services means that every human need is a human right
And because of that, that's a human service that needs to be provided for the citizens of any nation. And so the Ministry of Health and Human Services has a direct charge to ensure that that happens. Well, disaster preparedness is a human being's a need to feel secure or to be made secure when disaster strikes. So that is a human service. So it does fall under human services as much as it falls under defense. Because to be able to defend yourself, protect yourself, and survive something that happens is a service that your civilization, country, township, wherever it is that you reside, should have in the forefront of their mind and should be on the planning table to provide for, not if this should happen, but when it happens. And so we, again, thank the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and all those who were in charge of the planning and the execution of these events, and everyone should watch them in order to see what was done. More so than that, to marvel at the technology that we possess in our nation, which is a further cry for, or a further nail in the coffin, so to speak, for separation. Why are we holding on? Everything that we enjoy in this man's world, we can enjoy it to a fuller degree in our own world. We make up 70% of the workforce or more in his world, but aren't allowed to really benefit from the things that we produce. We do not experience or receive the justice that we should deserve. And so the Muslims program that's on the back of the Final Call newspaper is in full effect, that full and complete freedom. Since we know that we cannot exist with them in their world, it's wise and intelligent for us to be planning a world of our own. And it doesn't matter where it is. Planning is the key. You don't wait until the thing happens to come up with the idea. You plan. And you constantly plan and train and revise your plan based on technology, based on what's going on, based on the climate, based on the current events. Well, if each individual would take the time to do their own micro plan for themselves and their household, then they would understand the ginormous task it would be to plan for another society or a new world. But this is the task that is before us. And if we don't do it, and we will simply just be moved out of the way. We will become extinct like those before us, and a new people will come on to the planet and or will emerge and do the work that God said needs to be done. So since we're already here and we're already experiencing some of God's bounties, you know, as the Holy Quran says, of the bounties of your Lord would you deny?
That's right.
That's one of my wife's favorite surahs from the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Which one of the bounties of your Lord would you deny? And if you go back and listen to it or read it and analyze what it's talking about, think of the question. The Lord or your Lord provides for you and has provided for all of us before we ever got here. The sunshine, the wind, the air, the water, the vegetation, the food. These are all bounties of our Lord. He has provided for us. Which one of them would we deny? I didn't mean to digress into that, Brother Yusuf. I'm going to digress a little more. I want to take this opportunity to give a shout out to my queen, my wife, Sister Asiya. City Councilwoman President Sister Brenda Jones, she had a program Thursday, and I guess it was reminiscent of Women's History Month, which we know is March now, Women's History Month, coming right out of Black History Month. And she had women from different, not perspectives, but from different positions or stations in life, in a prayer vigil here in Detroit, live. And her chief of staff, Brother Stephen, who is a member of the Nation of Islam, had suggested that my wife speak from the Muslim perspective, from the Nation of Islam perspective, to be able to let people know and further understand, one, women are free in the Nation of Islam.
Right.
They are not second-class citizens.
Right.
Women are intelligent, knowledgeable, and well-spoken because they are studious. They're students in a classroom, and they are chided to be that. And so she spoke on Hagar and related Hagar's plight to the plight of the average, everyday, young Black sister, young sister of color, from our family all across this diaspora. And it doesn't matter what the situation actually is, the fact that you are in a situation that was not by your design, but you are in the middle of it. The fact that circumstances have arisen that you did not prepare for and you can't see your way out. What do you do? Well, we're talking about disaster preparedness. A disaster is when the situation overwhelms your resources or your ability to handle it or your capability. Well, the first thing that we all must remember and realize is we are not here in and of ourselves. We are creatures created by a creator. So when you run into those situations where you don't have the answer, just like if you bought a brand new Mercedes-Benz or a BMW or a Volvo and something happened to it, you would consult the owner's manual, if you're smart, to see about getting whatever the situation was fixed. Well, it's the same thing with our lives. When our lives are topsy-turvy and going crazy, it would be wise and prudent of us to consult the owner's manual for our life so that we could find out and troubleshoot what the situation is that's going on and get the best possible solution to our problem. So I just wanted to, again, shout out my wife because she did a wonderful job in representing a woman from Islam.
Beautiful.
That is studious, that is well-spoken, and that is in tune with her creator. And she represented the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. She did not mince her words. She did not. Everyone that knows my wife knows how she gets once she gets started. So she was in true Sister Asiya form. Praise be to Allah. And she was received very well by those that were her contemporaries on the panel and also by others that had listened to it. So, again, just, shout out to my wife. I'm proud of you, love you, and thank you, baby, for representing God the way you did. Also what we have to keep in mind is people are being lulled into a false sense of security right now. All of these companies coming out with these so-called vaccines, define it. What is a vaccine? We're talking about disaster awareness for community preparedness, so you need to be aware. Well, what is a vaccine? And how do you get a vaccine? And what does a vaccine do, or what is it supposed to do? And what type of substance does a vaccine work on? Those are four questions that you need to answer. And if you do research, then you will see why I say this, because these so-called vaccines that they have for the coronavirus, or as they're calling it, COVID-19, are just as useless as roller skates on ice. You know, what practical good could it do, you or I? This is a plague from God, this pandemic. No man could have designed this thing to do what it has done over the time that it has emerged and shown itself. This is how you know. The so-called scientists of this world, they're baffled. They can't come up with a rational reason for it, nor can they come up with a plan of action against it. That's how you know this is not of them. So then we must turn to those who say that they are spokespersons for the God. What are they advising you to do? Are they advising you to eat the king's meat? Are they advising you to go along to get along? Well, think of the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Think of Daniel when he was in custody. Did they do? What was the question or the topic for this Savior's Day? How strong is your foundation? Can you survive? Can we survive? Mm-hmm. Well, the three Hebrew boys, when they were incarcerated, they had to rely on their faith in their God. And their faith in their God had to trump their fear of their captors. Well, we are in the same exact predicament. Are you going to let them scare you into going against what God or his messenger has told you not to do, to be in their good graces? How long or how far will that take you? I just urge you to just research history. History is best qualified to reward its researcher.
That's right.
So, I'll stop with that, Brother Yusuf. because I'm full. I could go on and on and on, but it's Savior's Day 2021. This is so vastly different for all of us from our recollections of Savior's days. However, we rose to the occasion and did not allow the circumstances to stop the progress of God's people from doing what we are supposed to be doing and spreading the message, as they say in the Bible, the good news.
That's right.
We are still bringing good news to people that God is alive, God is real, God
That's
is
right.
here. And he is intervening in the affairs of men and women. But God does not force anyone to do anything. You have a choice. You can open the door when he knocks, or you can leave it closed. The choice is yours. But just remember, for every decision, there are consequences and repercussions. Can you stand the consequences and repercussions of God coming against you for disobeying what he's told us to do? Brother Yusuf?
Yes, sir, Brother Rudolph. Beautiful, brother. You don't have to apologize for being full, brother, because that's what it's all about. We need to know what a fulfiller looks like. Go ahead, brother. Teach, teach, teach. Right. Which one of the bounties of your Lord will you deny it? Let me concur of it. That is in chapter 55, entitled The Beneficent, for those who read the Holy Quran.
Thank you
for lifting that up, and thank you for giving a shout-out to your wonderful wife, Sister Asia. Praise be to Allah for the program she was engaged in, and I know she was on fire because she's a servant, she's a scholar, she's a savior with a little S. So we thank Almighty God for her contribution, and we thank you, Brother Rudolph, for, you know, doing what you do, and the both of you complimenting each other, because it's really about disaster awareness for community preparedness, and it's not about talking. It's about making your word your bond. And both you and Sister Asiya, I have to say humbly, have always made your word your bond since I've known you. And as we oftentimes say, brothers and sisters on this show, you can get with this or you can get with that. But we're going to get with this because disaster awareness for community preparedness is where it's at. Look, brothers and sisters, we're at the top of the hour, 4:58 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as I listen to you, Brother Rudolph, again, giving your wife her deserving props, and I know she would say all praise is due to Allah, we all are saying that. But, you know, she represented the queen bee, about the colony of the ants, the queen, the colony of the bees, the queen. She represented the mothers of the faithful during what is considered in this world Women's History Month, on the basis of right after Black History Month, as you know, we call it. But the Savior's Day Convention, as we often say, is the crowning event of Black History Month. So thank you for bringing that to our attention, of that beautiful picture you painted of the event she was engaged in, and the fact that she had women from all stations of life. It just bears witness to the supreme wisdom, knowing that mathematics is Islam and Islam is mathematics, and it can be proven in no limited time. Secure some benefit while you're living. Learn it. That is luxury, money, good homes, and friendships in all walks of life. So we thank you, Sister Asia. Beautiful, beautiful. The other thing you talked about, Brother Rudolph, was plan, to have a plan. And, you know, as a firefighter, there's something called incident command. For emergency managers and incident commanders. This is sort of a template of what to consider when you're trying to mitigate or get a situation that's out of control in control. And the first component is planning. It's critical. I used the six T's earlier in the program: proper, prior, planning, prevents, performance. But with this incident command system, you're talking about planning, considering now. And I'm talking to those of you who know very little about disaster awareness for community preparedness, but consider making a plan. That's why it's critically important that you tune into programs like this, that you get the information, number one. Number two, you begin to make a plan. Number three, you develop a survival kit, both if you have to shelter in place or if you have to evacuate. And lastly, you reassess your plan and your kit. That's what in the workshop was called situational awareness, knowing what to do, when to do, where to do. That's situational awareness in its fundamental form. And so let's just take the six components: planning, operations, logistics, resources, both financial and human resources, communication, and coordination.
That's right.
Let's just identify one. Let's just identify communication. Do you have a family emergency plan, brothers and sisters? In other words, is everyone in your household, do they know the emergency contacts that they have to make should a calamity occur? Because everybody might not be together. More than likely, they won't. You might be at home. Your spouse or significant other could be at work. Your children could be at school. The elders in your family could be elsewhere, at a clinic, at a library. We don't know. At the mall, we don't know. So do you have an emergency, family emergency plan with emergency contacts? In other words, everyone's name, a phone number they can be contacted. That's critically important, something for you to think about. You need to write down where your family spends most of their time. As I mentioned, work, school, where families and friends live or hang out, their favorite parks or malls. Write the address and landline number, as well as the location of the evacuation meeting place for that address. Again, you want the home address, you want the cell number, the landline number, and the evacuation location. You want the school address. Same thing. Phone number, evacuation location. Library address, number, evacuation location. Family and or friends. Same thing. Address, phone number, evacuation location. I'm repeating this after each one because we believe repetition is the mother of learning. So you need to hear it. What about your family doctor or physician? Your family dentist, if you have one. If you have pets, the veterinarian kennel. And what about your spiritual leadership, your clergy? Do you have their phone numbers? Do you know where to access them? We're talking about communication. We're talking about family emergency plan. What about if you have to contact someone out of state? Then you need to have at least two choices: a primary out-of-state name, number, and email address, and an alternative, a second out-of-state name, number, email address. And then fill out, as was mentioned before, everyone in your family, and keep it updated. Their name, their date of birth, if they have medical history and the medication that they're on, and the allergies they may have. Again, I'll repeat that. Following for everyone in your family and keep it updated. Their name, date of birth, medical history and medication, and if they're allergic to anything. These are just some things to consider in terms of a family communication emergency plan. Again, personal information, their regular name, do they have nicknames? City, state, zip code, where they live, of course, address, social security number, date of birth, gender, mother's name, guardian's name, contact numbers, father's name, guardian name, contact numbers. You might be saying, Bubba, you said, man, this is a little too much. Well, you don't want it to happen. It's better to have and not need than to what? Need and not have. Then, again, medical information, the medication, general illnesses, the allergies, the physician's name, contact number, hospital birth records, clinic or hospital that's frequented, and that address. That's under medical information. Then what about physical characteristics? Eye color, hair color, height, weight. Do they wear glasses, contacts, birthmarks, moles, scars, tattoos? I know it could be overwhelming, brothers and sisters, but I'd rather you hear it and take time to parse it and digest it than for us not to share it with you. And you come back and say, Brother Rudolph, Brother Youssef, how come you didn't tell us about this? No, we try to give you what we've been given by God's grace and mercy. And, you know, grace and mercy is undeserved kindness. And so that's why we stay grateful on Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness Forever. Whatever we get that we believe is good, we're going to share it with you, our listening audience. And then also, it's unique when you talk about a communication plan that even your dental chart may be something that is necessary depending on the level of disaster. So I'm going to get back. We can get back, but Brother Rudolph asked the question, what is a vaccine? And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has put a brochure out to the community telling the people don't take the experimental COVID vaccine. Now, there's a reason for it. He gives a base. He gave an announcement in what is called the Criterion, an announcement to the world on July 4th, 2020.
That's right.
But in this brochure, there are points to consider. Number one, the U.S. policy on depopulation. Number two, the U.S. healthcare practices have historically abused and killed people of color. Number three, the wicked misuse and abuse of vaccine. Number four, to Brother Rudolph's question, what is COVID-19? What is the COVID-19 vaccine? Number five, the COVID-19 vaccine is experimental and not safe. Do not take it. Number six, you have no legal right if you suffer injury or death from a vaccine.
Right.
And number seven, it says, so if I don't take the vaccine, what am I to do? This is produced by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam. I'll just deal with Brother Rudolph's question as to what is written. It says the COVID-19 vaccine is an mRNA vaccine and unlike any other. The first bullet point says, the first COVID-19 vaccine to reach the market will be one completely unlike any before. It is new mRNA technology, never before approved for use in humans in the United States. The second point says this vaccine does not have the coronavirus in it. Instead, it instructs your body to make the COVID-19 spike protein. You create a threat to yourself and then go to war against the threat you created. This is deliberate manipulation of the very core of our biological makeup. This vaccine has very real potential to alter who and what we are. Wow. Then it goes on to say the vaccine may cause death and sterilization. I'm not going to read it all. It says you will kill people who are already compromised, and you will sterilize young women who get this vaccine. These are just excerpts, brothers and sisters. And so even the young lady, Dr. Kizmikia Corbett, she said, she being a leader for the coronavirus vaccine research at the National Institute of Health, stated, quote, "It's still an experimental phase. These emergency use authorizations are simply asking the FDA, with what we have right now, can this product be used in the most vulnerable of populations while we continue to gather data that would allow us to license it for everyone," quote, unquote. And so, Brother Rudolph, for people who already have, we lead the every category, it seems like, in pre-existing conditions, comorbidities, as it's otherwise stated. And so this vaccine has, you know, we don't want our people to think we're telling you something, you know, because a lot of, unfortunately, our people trust anything they hear from mainstream media, not realizing all they're getting is sound bites on the news anyway. And so let me just say something about that too, brother. And I'm going to tie it to the communications plan, and then I'm going to let you speak on it, Brother Rudolph. You know, when you talk about a community relations plan or communication plan, what I just gave you earlier was you being concerned about your family. But your neighbor should be concerned about their family as well. And a group of neighbors make up a community. And so as a community, you have to develop a relations plan as well. You got to make profitable investments in this disaster preparedness and address the systematic community issues and enable recipients to advance their mission toward resolving the issue at hand. In other words, if taking the vaccines is an issue, then you get with like minds, and then you talk about and do the research, as Brother Rudolph said, of all of our studies. History is best qualified to do our research. We do the research, we identify the impact areas, and then we invest whatever we determine is what we should invest. But it's coming together, communicating together in a public relations plan. Now, the partnership, again, you have to identify and address the systematic community issues by facilitating discussion with everybody. Make them stakeholders, aligning community resources and managing the issue through resolution. Again, you got to identify the issue. You got to identify your desired impact. And then you got to get with people of like minds, otherwise known as partners, and you make it happen. It's 5:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness. Brother Rudolph?
Yes, sir. Excellent, Brother Yusuf. Excellent. Man, we're going to stay right. For those of you who have not seen the pamphlet from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan,
find some of those beautiful bow tie wearing brothers that are in your neighborhood, those God messengers, those saviors to the people that are out and about, even in the midst of the pandemic, with their gloves on, with their bow ties and with their mask on, still with the Final Call newspaper bringing that good news to the people in the midst of a pandemic. Or find those beautiful angelic sisters who seem to just be floating through the community. I don't even think the bottom of their shoes touch the ground. They are so angelic and highly enamored and inspirational, spiritual, but yet they're down to earth, are bone of our bone, blood of our blood, flesh of our flesh. We are family, family. And I don't care if you come from the one of the hundreds of the Christian persuasions, whether that's you know, Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, Kojic, Church of God in Christ, Church of God, Lutheran, whatever perspective you come from, understand if you believe that there is a creator of all of this that we are in, if you believe that there is a creator that set things in motion before you and I came into the world, if you believe that there is a creator out there that is responsible for what is going on, the good and the not so good from the perspective of people who cannot color the way Allah colors, it's all good if it's coming from Allah. Either his divine will making something happen or his permissive will allowing something to happen is still in favor of the God and his righteousness. Because from adversity, from turmoil, from chaos, the answer is going to come through you, black woman. There's no other way for the answer to come. So now,
right,
you know, Brother Yusuf, when he was reading from the pamphlet, the words of the minister, and when it was talking about the makeup of these vaccines, how it's RNA material that's designed to set off the cytokine storm within the individual, it made me think of the word, well, what is cancer? In the most ABC terms, cancer is when the body turns on itself, when the cells of the body begin to turn on each other and start killing one another, that's called cancer. And how rapidly it spreads throughout the body is only inhibited or fueled by the mindset of the host. This is why you're told you must find ways to manage stress. Stress, some people say stress is a killer. Stress is not a killer. Stress is an accelerator. Put on your baking hat now. Stress is like yeast. Okay? I'll take a second for you to digest that statement. Stress is like the ingredient yeast when you're baking bread. If you don't use yeast, the bread won't rise. You'll still have bread, but it'll be unleavened bread. But if you add yeast to it,
Now it rises, it grows, it gets bigger, it takes up more room, more space, it expands. Well, that's what stress does. So to any abnormality that we have in our body, when you add stress to it, it causes it to be worse than it is. So for as far as the so-called vaccine is concerned, vaccine does in our bodies, it causes our immune system to turn on itself. But that's all in their plan of population control. That's all in their plan of culling the population. That's all in the devil's plan to try and get rid of the righteous. You know, it makes me think about the story that most of us grew up learning, Brother Yusuf, about the circumstances surrounding the birth of Jesus.
Mm.
How the rulers of that day, fearful that a ruler was going to be born, not knowing exactly where or to what family he was coming to, they just put out a decree, kill them all. Kill all the young boys.
Mm-hmm.
If we do that, then we don't have to worry. If we annihilate all young boys ages 7 and younger or 5 and younger, well, in this case, 24 and younger, if we kill them all the male children, then we never have to worry about these people coming into their own and taking over, because there'll be no males around. Well, same plot, same plan. The devil never changes his tactics.
Mm-mm-mm.
In the scriptures of the Bible, and me not being a scriptural scientist, I always put that out there because I don't want anyone to think I'm trying to quote scripture and say, oh, look, he ain't even quoting. I'm not trying to quote scripture. That's not my job. That's for another fellow. The voice of one crying out in the ghetto, crying
That's
out
right.
on projects, crying out in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Think, man, think.
Right.
Use God-given 5 senses that he gave you, and then use that 6th one of common sense. Does this sound logical to you? Why is it that they would be willing to pay black people to take this vaccine? Why is it that they are of such a campaign to get black people to take this vaccine? Why the hell do they care whether black people catch coronavirus and die or not?
Mm-hmm.
When have they ever gave a damn whether you or I lived or died? So why would you fall for the okey-doke now? So they're so concerned about us catching coronavirus, they went out of their way to create a vaccine. They spent their hard-earned money, spent their hard-earned time, and their resources to come up with something to save your and my life. And they're so philanthropic about our lives that they're putting us in front of their own people. They want us to take it first to make sure that nothing happens to us. And if you believe that, I have a bridge to sell you for
$4.95.
It's called the Bridge to Nowhere. Think, people, get out of your emotions and think common sense. Down for a moment, turn the TV off, turn TikTok off, turn Facebook off, turn Instagram off, turn the video channels off. Just sit quietly in a room and just think about what's going on. And tell me after you do that
that you believe what you hear from the news, that you believe what you hear from. Let me go back and say this. Our athletes, entertainers, the celebrities in our family, sometimes it's best to stay out of the spotlight.
Mm.
Some of you prove, let me draw this analogy, and then I'll turn it back over to you, Brother Yusuf. Back during the time of slavery, there were two types of Negroes, right? There was the, and there was the, right.
House and field.
Well, the blank one stayed close around the master. They wanted to be like the master. They believed everything that the master said, and so they became little robots or drones or clones. Then there was that other one who was the 180-degree opposite. Cared nothing about the master or anybody in his family. Wanted to see something terrible happen to the master and all those up around him. Did not believe what he said to him and fought like hell to stay away from him, out of sight, out of mind. Well, some of you entertainers, you want to be like them so bad that you allow them to use you to sell out your people. And unfortunately, you don't even realize the damage that you're doing. But let's just look at the current events. Look at all the black celebrities who are either dying, have died, reported to be in that way now after taking the vaccine. Mm. If you would listen to the man of God that's in your midst today when he told you don't take their vaccine, some of them would still be around. Others would not be suffering the things they're suffering. And I know some people are saying, oh, Brother Rudolph, how can you say that, man? You're so insensitive. Look, again, here's my disclaimer. Don't attribute anything I'm saying to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the Nation of Islam, or Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness. Attribute it to Brother Rudolph T. saying this. And I don't really care how you feel about it. You may not like what I'm saying, but prove me wrong. Can you do that? Can you prove that I'm wrong for saying what I'm saying? Can you prove that what I'm saying to you is wrong? When you do that, then you call me. Otherwise, shut up. That's the time that we're in now.
That's right.
We're in the time to put up or shut up. If you don't have something concrete that's out here that can save the lives of suffering people, shut up. I'm done, Brother Yusuf. I'm done.
No, brother. Straight no chaser, as they used to say in the clubs, brother, after they said last call for alcohol. But that's for those who used to be in the clubs. I don't know who used to be in the clubs of our listening audience, but you know what I'm talking about. But praise be to the Most High God, because you started off this segment by talking about we are family. And see, when the hurricanes come through the Caribbean, the people impacted, the hurricane ain't asking you if you Jamaican or Haitian or Dominican Republic. The forces of nature, rain, hail, snow, and earthquake, don't ask you your faith tradition, whether you Baptist, Christian, Catholic, Muslim, Sunni. We are family. And when I hear that, of course, I fall back on my musical memory, and I believe it was the Pointer Sisters. Again, that woman, we are family. I've got all my sisters in me. Yeah. Sister Sledge, thank you. Thank you for that correction. We are family is the point. I got all my sisters in me is another point. The value and the virtue of the woman in this as we move forward, the old world going out and the new world coming in. We are family. All of us see life through the lens by which we've been blessed to see life. Brother Rudolph, Brother Youssef, those of us in our listening audience, the family of Black Hole Radio, we see life through the lens by which God has blessed us to see it. So if Brother Rudolph gives you an ultimatum, put up or shut up, it might be harsh language to some of you. However, this is the time that we're in. This is, he put it in a merciful way. He could have put it in another way. But take what we're saying as a warning, as a guide, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is our best knower in our midst, in our humble opinions. You don't have to agree with it, but you'll never be able to come back to say to us, well, Brother Rudolph, Brother Youssef, how come you didn't tell us? You'll never be able to call the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan a liar, a man who has as many years in the ministry as I am old. And I'm 63 years of age, young, if you will. And so, as we stated from the very beginning, all that we give you that's practical is related to that which is spiritual. For instance, we are family. Well, I humbly suggest you go to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, which is entitled The Body of Christ. And what it does in the scripture, for the most part, it is relating to, as an organization, it takes a group of organs to function how they're specifically designed to function. The kidney and the liver are not the same. The stomach and the brain are not the same. The functions are different. The heart, the hands, the feet, all functionaries that are needed in order to make up this human body called an organization, the body of Christ. If you go on to read, in other words, it's telling you and I, everybody has a role to play. Brother Rudolph and I are doing what we can. From the vantage point, we've been blessed. But we need you and the listening audience to share your knowledge, skills, and abilities in order to help us get through these perilous times that we're in. Again, when you talk about community risk reduction, it's a process to identify and prioritize local risk, followed by the integrated and strategic investment of resources, emergency response and prevention to reduce their occurrence and impact. That's community risk reduction. That's the body of Christ, if you will. That's we, our family. And so, let's get to the practical, and I'm going to tie it to the spiritual. Season of the pandemic, we still promote the three W's on this show. What do you mean by that, Brother Youssef? Well, I'm so glad you asked me that question. The three W's. Wear your mask. Watch your distancing. And wash your hands. These are basic preventive measures that will help us get through this dark hour. Again, the PPE, the personal protection equipment. Remember the three W's. Wear your mask, watch your distancing, and wash your hands. Well, how do you connect that to that which is spiritual? Well, again, when Brother Rudolph talked about the brochure about not taking the experimental COVID-19 vaccine that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan produced, the brothers out there that are selling or asking for donations, soliciting, proselytizing the faith petitioning the community about having a final call in their hands so that they can read, so that they can understand the time that we're in. We have on PPE, our mask and our gloves, but we also have another PPE on, and that's called the whole armor of God. We don't go out there unless we're praying first. Brothers and sisters, are you with me? Brother Rudolph, can you hear me? Brother Rudolph, are you here? Apparently, brothers and sisters, there's some technical difficulty. We thank you for your understanding and fall back, greet you in peace. Assalamu alaikum, and we'll see what happens from here. May Allah continue to bless you until we meet again. Thank you for tuning in to Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness. I am your brother, Brother Rudolph. Muhammad is the co-host along with your dear brother, Brother Yusuf Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.